Hey.
Hey. Yeah, thank you.
Where's Elle?
Texas.
Texas?
Yeah, she went to do a custodial interview with William DeVries.
The child murder?
Yeah, he agreed to participate in the VICAP questionnaire.
You're letting her do custodials by herself already?
She'll be fine.
Theories. We're going to that conference.
Get in.
It's me.
DeVries cooperating?
I won't even be there for an hour. I took a train from El Paso instead of renting a car. I wanted to look over the files more.
Remember, he can't lie to you.
If I know the crime better than he does, yes.
I remember, Dad.
Good. Check him when you're done.
Wait.
Ellen Swamp here in the middle of two consults. NSA wants to throw the swamp on that
What?
I said I'm Swamp.
Wait, I'm losing you.
Al, I don't have time right now. Can we talk when you get back?
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow.
Ellen.
Hello? Hello?
Elle?
What the hell was that?
Everything's all right, folks.
Everybody just relax. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's fine.
What happened?
Nothing, ma'am. You're on the job.
FBI.
Suicide. Somebody jumped in front of the train.
Is there
what the hell are they whispering about? Unfortunately, we have this procedure down fairly well. Everybody just relax. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to be back underway again shortly. Don't worry, folks. Like I said, everything's going to be okay.
We're never smart.
Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, my God. You don't have to hurt anybody else. What are you doing?
Shut up! Shut up!
Good job, sport.
Okay, this is from one of the security cameras inside the train. Five hostages in a car stopped on the tracks. We have one security guard dead from initial gunfire.
Is this going on right now?
Yeah, in West Texas.
Why are they asking for us?
Because of a particular psychological aspect of the hostage taker, which we're especially equipped to handle.
Can you back a picture up a few frames?
Mm-hmm.
Tardive dyskinesia.
Once more for those of us without an encyclopedic memory?
Severe facial tics, the kind that develop after years of taking antipsychotic medication.
So this guy's a psychotic?
Psychotic with hostages.
And two guns.
Hostage situation on a train?
Yeah, in Texas.
Train in Texas. My God. What? Hell. Hell.
Robert Oxton Bolton wrote, "A belief is not merely an idea the mind possesses. It is an idea that possesses the mind."
Local authorities have the train surrounded. Bureau hostage rescue team snipers are in position, but they're hesitant to take action until negotiation is exhausted. The feed from the train's two video cameras are being routed to monitors on a mobile command center that the local bureau office brought in.
We need to know who on that train is going to be a help and who's going to be a problem.
All right, let me get Garcia to work some magic on those video feeds.
How do you say hottie?
Garcia.
Precisely.
Okay, listen to me. No playing.
We're going to be feeding you some security camera video from a hostage situation over a secure line.
Can you work your face recognition software over it and tell me who's who?
If they have their picture on file anywhere, I will find them.
Penelope.
Ella's one of the hostages.
I'm into it.
She'll get us tonight.
Have we had any contact inside the train yet?
Well, it took 2 hours just to convince him to allow a two-way phone. But he won't speak to anyone except what he calls the higher authorities.
God?
No mention of religion thus far.
Has crisis negotiation lead claimed to be the higher authority?
The unsub won't speak to him any longer. He gave a deadline of 3 hours to produce this authority.
When was that?
2.5 hours ago.
Well, he wants to speak to the higher authority.
Then we better give it to him. Put the lights on, sirens, honk the horns, make people get out of our way. Get as close to the barricade as possible. When we stop, we sit, we wait 30 seconds, and we step out.
Teddy, you have to listen to me.
No! You have to listen to me now.
Lady, your boyfriend is whacked out of his mind.
He's not my boyfriend.
Then who is he?
He's a psych patient, right?
Yes, it's going to be okay.
And do you know that how?
You're his doctor. I was taking him to Dallas to speak at a conference. As an example of the progress being made to relieve severe psychosis.
He's an example of progress?
What do we do to calm him? He's never had this sort of break from reality. Never been violent. What can we do? Make him feel less threatened.
We're a threat to him? He's got two guns.
You all right?
No. Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, great.
You all right?
Yeah. I just haven't been feeling that well lately. My stomach.
You're not pregnant. Teddy. Please, this girl is sick.
Drink dead.
Shut up! Sit down!
What are you doing?
Don't be stupid.
Are you kidding me? What are you going to throw it at him?
Train, ignore it. Higher authority is concerned about losing a few civilians.
I'll talk to the HRT commander.
I'm Frank Moretti, Dallas Field Office.
Hi.
And here's where we can tell your agent's still all right.
Has the subject asked for anything, made any demands?
Not beyond wanting to talk to a higher authority. How do we negotiate with a psychotic who won't talk to us?
That depends on the level of his particular delusion.
Some psychotics believe they're being sent messages by the government, God, even aliens. John Nash, he believed he was being recruited by aliens to save the world.
I saw the movie.
Actually, the movie's rather inaccurate in its portrayal.
Okay, Doug. The movie review's not going to help us right now. Let's move.
You're right. Sorry.
What's the status? We're in position from every angle.
All right, we might be able to negotiate with this guy, but if he requests a priest or if his behavior in any way reflects an end game of killing himself and the hostages, then it's over and we need to take the shot and rush the train.
We'll be ready when you need us.
Come on. This is going to end today.
Stay focused here, Ted.
His delusions are important, because that's what we have to play to.
So the question of the day,
what's he believe is happening here?
Good luck. I tried to convince him I was the highest authority, but he wouldn't believe me.
He's paranoid. He believes in secrets. If I'm the higher authority, I don't go to him. He comes to me. I have to help him ask the first question.
Hey, guys.
Ted, you have to try and concentrate.
Get out!
Take me!
You think I'm gonna let you send them messages?
They're gonna wanna talk to me. I can get you whatever it is that you want. Take me!
Don't buy it, Ted.
Hey, man.
You too?
No, I didn't do anything.
Ted, you're not in anything. You're here. You have to leave me.
Easy does it.
Don't say a single word unless I say it. Deviate a single word and I will kill you. Don't try to send out any secret messages or codes. You understand?
Codes.
You understand?
Yes, all right.
Yes?
He wants to know who you are. He wants to know who just arrived.
Tell him it's someone who can help resolve the situation.
He says it's someone who can resolve the situation. We're part of the government.
Do you work for it?
I never said I was with the government.
Wait. The less he says, the more mysterious we seem, the higher in authority we become.
What part of it?
All right, don't hurt her.
Ask who they work for. No, ask if they're NSA. No, ask.
You're FBI, aren't they?
Are you FBI?
You can ask me himself.
Tell me who you are in this Eden diet.
You know who I am.
If you're the higher authority, then you can have it removed.
It'll take some time.
I want it removed now.
You know, it can't be done that quickly. Goodbye.
No! Wait! Okay! 1 hour.
You have 1 hour to remove it.
Or I swear to God, I'll kill every agent on this train.
It. He wants it removed. Do you know what it is?
No. We just bought an hour, though, to figure it out.
We have 40 minutes left.
Reed, is there a delusion more common than others to a paranoid mind in a psychotic episode?
Delusions are as varied as the people that have them. They're colored by personal experience.
You can't turn back now, Ted. They won't ever stop hounding you, following you.
I'm doing it. Leave it alone!
Any of you guys have a cell phone service?
We're in the middle of nowhere. Welcome to Texas.
Ow.
You're bleeding more than you should be from a cut this small.
Then blood.
The agents outside need to know what it is that he wants removed. The government is watching him, monitoring it.
They monitor all of us. They have ways of finding out everything you do.
Don't be stupid.
There's an FBI agent on board. You think that's a coincidence?
I'm doing it!
He's going to kill us, isn't he?
No.
He killed that security guard.
The security guard had a gun. He felt threatened by him.
It's so hot! He took hostages in the middle of Texas. Of course it's hot.
No! It's exactly what they want, Ted. They want to divert you from having it removed. You're close to having it removed.
His arm. Look at his arm.
What is that?
They look like scars.
Places he tried to dig it out with a razor or a pen.
Dig what out?
Give you a microchip.
Oh, man, it's almost as common a delusion as claiming to be the new Messiah. Ralph Tortorici held an entire classroom hostage because he believed microchips had been implanted in his body.
Wait a minute. This guy thinks he has some kind of device stuck in his arm?
Probably. If we don't take it out, he's gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, some more to it.
I got your names.
Okay, Garcia, talk to me.
Skinny guy in a suit is Harry Anderson. The young guy is a former Gillette University undergrad. The girl is Elaine Curtis from, get this, Adobe Walls in Terlingua, Texas. The lady in the nice suit is Linda Deaton, author and renowned psychiatrist.
Penelope, you are truly amazing.
Yeah, not so fast. I got your bonus answer, too. the hostage taker?
He's famous. Academically speaking, his name is Breyer. Dr. Theodore Breyer.
Okay, you know what? Send it all to me right now. Keep digging.
Penelope, nice work.
Tell me about the hostages.
Okay, see. First, we've got Harry Anderson. He's a paper goods salesman. Lived in a small home just outside of Dallas for 18 years with his wife. He's got no children, no investments, no company retirement portfolio.
He doesn't take chances. Tell me about the kid.
Kid's name, Josh Patel. He's 20 years old. He just got expelled from Gillette University for driving his car into the library building drunk.
He's drinking now. We don't need a drunk in there.
Okay, the girl. We don't have a lot to go on, nothing more than her driver's license. Her name's Elaine Curtis. She lives in a small town in West Texas. She's got no credit cards, no passport. Doesn't look like she travels much at all. This is Dr. Linda Deaton. She's a psychiatrist at Stokes Mental Health Center in El Paso. That's where Ted Breyer's been living for the last 9 years.
His doctor?
I say probably. She's unmarried, lives in El Paso. She's written several books and papers, mainly published in medical circles. She's a popular lecturer. She's scheduled to speak several symposiums this year and tonight in Dallas. That's it. That's all I got. Garcia's in the process of looking deeper, but I don't really see how this lineup's going to be much of a help to us, Kitty.
Well, let's just hope none of them makes the situation worse.
They're messing with you out there, Ted. Trying to weaken you. You need resolve.
Hey. Why aren't they helping us?
We're going to get through this just fine.
We? He isn't pissed at us. You're the government agent.
He probably thinks we're all agents. He believes almost everyone is.
I'm not with any government agent.
He's trying to confuse you.
I'm with you. Big brother, right? You think and you speak. Hate is love. War is peace.
He's laughing at you.
Stop it!
No, Ted, it's okay. He doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, chill. I support you. Screw the government.
Make him sit down.
All right, how do we remove a microchip that's not there?
His speech is lucid. There's no sign of neologisms, word salad, or loosening of associations. As long as he can systematize, he'll be able to keep his thinking relatively organized.
Organized enough to see through any game we try to throw at him?
And if he's convinced it's in his arm and not in a place like his lower back or his neck.
An incision means he's going to be watching.
Maybe we can just convince him that he's been looking in the wrong place.
Or we could fake it. Conceal a chip in the palm, a little, sleight of hand.
Oh, come on, Reed, what are you talking about, a magic trick?
Yeah, I'm talking about a magic trick.
No.
I used to do it during college exams. I can make it appear, I can make it disappear.
We can't risk giving him another agent as a hostage.
We have to do something.
All right, Reed. Let's go. Teach it to me.
What? No.
Look, if you can do it, I can do it. Show it to me.
I've been practicing this my whole life. We have less than 30 minutes.
Reed, I am not about to let you get on that train with an arm psychotic.
We don't have any other choice, do we?
We don't have any other choice.
Dr. Barr is definitely one of the top physicists in the world. He's written hundreds of papers on M-theory. I don't understand any of it. He worked for the government for several years in the 80s.
Probably the source of his delusions.
He's been institutionalized for the past 9 years.
Until Dr. Deaton took him on a field trip.
What we need is a strategy. I'll try to talk to him. You think that's wise? Ted? You feel a little bit better now? You're in no danger here. These people don't want to hurt you.
Sure they don't.
The FBI agent just happened to be on the train today. She wasn't following you. Wasn't watching you.
She expects you to believe that?
Let them go, Ted. I'll stay with you. You and I will do this together. Only you need to let these people go. I will wait with you. No one wants to hurt you. We don't want to hurt you. We want to kill you.
No!
It's okay. That is okay.
Don't! I'll make sure that they never take it out of you. If you hurt one more person on this train, I swear to God, I'll make them leave it in you forever.
What?
Everything all right in there, Dr. Breyer?
I want it out.
Well, I'm sending two technicians in to remove it.
No. One technician.
That's a delicate procedure. It requires...
One technician!
For every agent on this train dies.
You need to relax.
Still have 20 minutes.
Not anymore. I want it out now. Right now. Now!
I don't know about this.
It'll look better when it's covered.
With what?
Blood.
Reed, do not take this vest off. In hostage situations, SWAT sometimes won't even tell the negotiator when they're deciding to go in. Do you know why that is?
Because the slightest change in tone of voice or choice of words can give the whole thing away.
That's right. Don't make eye contact with El. You're a technician. You've never seen him before.
Got it.
And remember, play into the guy's fantasy. Believe it yourself.
Actually, did you know that dentists and surgeons have been recruited to secretly implant these during otherwise normal medical procedures? This has been happening on and off since the late 1930s. Told me to believe.
Let's go.
All right. One government-issued microchip.
You gotta relax, man.
The chip's a lot smaller than I'm used to doing it with, all right?
I'm pulling the plug on this.
No, hold on. One more.
Take this chip out there and get off the train, you understand? You tell him you need to get back to the higher authorities, so you have guidelines to follow, whatever. Do not stay in there with him. That's an order.
Yes, sir. Do you guys do me a favor?
Anything.
Could at least one of you look like you're going to see me again?
See you when you get back.
Tell your men to get whatever target they can. If this starts to go bad, we're going to go in.
Probably not going to have a great shot.
Take the one they can get.
That's far enough, Ted.
That's far.
Here to remove a chip from Dr. Breyer.
Take the vest off.
I see you.
I don't have any weapons. The higher authority doesn't authorize it for technicians.
Take it off!
Damn it, Reed. I said don't take the vest off.
I want to see both of your hands at all times. Sit across from me.
so nervous.
I told you I'm not used to being around guns.
He's got the chip.
I've got to go to the higher authority. I was supposed to...
Not yet!
Excuse me?
Get off the train, Reed.
No, something's wrong.
Get off the train.
Get out of there.
Why isn't it moving?
How many shots would it take to move in?
Two. First blows the window. Second takes Briard out.
And he'll be shooting after the windows go.
Best we can do.
All right, stand by.
Turn it on, right? Pull the trigger.
I can't turn it on.
Why not?
Why not?
Because it has to be implanted.
She's right. The chip derives its power from tiny electrical impulses fired between neurons. It has to be in your skin to work. I really got
to... Sit down! She had a chip in his arm.
All right, it seems calm for now.
Reed's still on the train. We have two agents in there.
It's probably the higher authority.
I told you I have protocols to follow. I was supposed to go right back out there. I have rules. You want me to stay? I'm obviously going to stay. But, I mean, you're going to be the one that has to explain it to the man.
Oh, man? They're still trying to tell you what to do, Ted.
Why can't you all just leave me alone?
Leave you alone? Stay out of this. No, the government does watch us. You got microwaves and satellites?
I'm with you, man.
Do not agitate him.
Screw you.
Dr. Breyer, answer the phone.
My old man used to have tracking devices in his cars. He said it's for theft, but it's so he could find out where I go. And what about personal recordings and televisions? You don't think someone's monitoring everything you watch? You know how many patents are issued for devices to monitor people? Look it up, man.
Here he comes, Ted. He's the agent who's playing the hero.
Answer the phone, Ted. Stop. This isn't going to help.
What the hell do you know?
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just a kid.
Who are you calling a kid?
Sit down.
Well, now you're going to tell me what to do. He'd only have one gun if you weren't here. I'm with you, man.
He's not with us, Ted. He's not with us at all.
Answer the phone, Dr. Breyer. It's the higher authority.
They're coming for you, Ted.
Teddy?
Oh, damn. Damn. Oh.
What happened, Ted?
I did what you asked for.
I'm tired. I've been fighting you for so long.
You don't have to fight anymore.
He's a liar, Ted.
I said it all ends today. It all ends today.
What does that mean?
It means he's deciding on an endgame.
He's gonna kill himself and the hostages.
Ted. No one on this train is an agent but me. No one else. I'm the only one. You can let everybody else go.
I don't think so, Ted. Do you?
Dr. Breyer, we need to get this woman help.
Who's gonna help me?
The higher authorities can help you. They're not what you think. They're not the enemy. They can help you, Dr. Breyer.
Not anymore.
Let me know when HRT's ready.
Gideon, you send those guys in, their hostages are gonna die.
Yeah. You don't do something, they're gonna die anyway.
Not gone.
I know.
Well, you said when the chip came out, it would go away. It's still here.
Then there must be more of them.
You said it was the only one, Leo. I can still feel it buzzing, burning.
Dr. Breyer.
What?
Reed.
It's all right now.
Is there another one?
You know there isn't. If there were, Leo would have told you.
Don't listen, Ted.
Make it stop!
I know what it's like.
Make it stop!
I know what the voices are like.
He's trying to trick you.
The voices, they won't stop. They've been talking to you since you were a child.
He's telling you I'm not real. He is lying to you.
You're lying to me. That's Leo speaking. That's not even Dr. Breyer. Why don't you let him think for himself, Leo?
You see him?
Yeah, he's right there.
Shoot this kid.
Why don't you let him make his own decisions?
Shoot him!
The voices. They helped you, right? It's where you get your ideas from. Well, the other kids were outside on the playground. You were inside, reading, studying, learning. The voices wouldn't stop. They helped you understand things that other people could never realize, and then as you grew older, it became almost a responsibility, right? A responsibility to use that ability, to use your knowledge.
String theory. The theory of everything.
Shoot him, Ted.
Then M theory, encompassing all the strings, unifying the theories.
I'll push him, Reed.
You know what's funny? Most people say that M theory can never be proved, because the mathematical tools do not yet exist.
I'll push him.
But you see it, right? Am I right? You can see the different strings unifying the dimensions. The gravitational infinities canceling each other out. You see them, right, Dr. Breyer? You see them because you have the tools. Your mind is that tool.
He's one of them, Ted. One of them.
Shut up!
It's going on too long. I'm going in.
And I have to believe that if you put your mind to it, you'll realize that only you can make Leo stop. You can make him stop by understanding him, by understanding that he is a liar, and he only wants bad things for you. I need to believe that.
I said kill him, Kent!
I had to. He was going to kill us.
I had to. God forgive me.
I need an ambulance.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
A little late for all that.
You go on the hospital.
I'm going to ride in with the psychiatrist.
See you later.
She going to be all right?
Yeah.
Think so.
Gideon, will you tell him that I don't need to go to the hospital?
Regulations are regulations. All right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Dad.
No.
Yeah.
Then I'll call me Dad again.
How do you think he'd feel about Mom?
Let me know when you're going to do that, so I can run.
Reed, you probably saved my life in there.
Probably? I totally saved her life. And I'm pretty certain that it was caught on tape.
You know what you said in there to Breyer? That you know what it's like?
The guy was a delusional psychotic. I was playing into his fantasy. Go to the hospital. I'll see you there. Albert Einstein asked the question that sometimes drives me hazy. Am I or the others crazy?